Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2159, Elizabeth Burkhart.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis, Rehoboth, 100, Sussex County, containing 0.3673 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of Savannah Road and Woodland Avenue. The 911 address is 1500 Savannah Road, Lewis. The tax parcel is District 335, map 8.18, parcel 28. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis and an exhibit booklet. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Welcome back.
Yeah, I still know my bar ID. It's still 6351. Okay. So Kristen Collison, I'm here from Hudson Jones, Jaywork and Fisher, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Elizabeth Burkhart. It's actually her trust. We, as you recall, several weeks ago, were here for a rezoning application. It was denied, and we were recommended to bring it back under the conditional use, so we are here now under the conditional use. I'm happy to answer any questions you may have about what she plans to do, but the basics are she doesn't plan to do anything. It's a new buyer who's planning on buying it from the trust. She is a one-man operation, essentially. She's a psychologist, and she doesn't plan on changing the home in any way. She does plan on updating the windows, I will tell you that, just because they're outdated and letting cold air in, honestly. And she has considered adding a couple parking spots, but that's it.
So the plan that you submitted was the plan that she's looking at?
Yep, absolutely.
Mr. Robertson, is it appropriate if the applicant so desires to simply incorporate the testimony from the last hearing into this?
That's what I was going to suggest. That's probably easy enough.
It would save you a lot of time.
Yeah. I'm certainly happy to do that.
You would just ask the commission to do that.
Okay. Can we incorporate the testimony from the last hearing into this hearing?
Yes, we can.
Great. Thank you.
Anyone have any questions?
Do you have any proposed hours of operation for this?
She typically runs, I believe she runs 9 to 5. I say typically because she will accommodate if someone asks for an 8 a.m. or a 5:30 kind of appointment. But other than that, it would be typical business hours.
Okay. And then Saturday hours?
She will accommodate if somebody needs it, but it's not going to be a typical thing.
Okay. She wanted a sign, right?
She does want a sign. It will be similar to all the other signs on Savannah Road. I don't think she's planning on any lighting or anything like that.
I was going to say it was an unlighted 32-foot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Parking in the rear, all lighting outside. What am I forgetting to ask? I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. You're doing good.
Okay.
I was just trying to think of anything else, too. I think you got them.
Yeah.
I think we got it all.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
I have no questions.
Mr. Hopkins?
No questions.
Ms. Wingate? Staff?
None, thank you.
None.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None.
Okay. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application, but don't go far.
Okay, thank you.
So anyone here that would like to speak in opposition or in favor of conditional use number 2159, Elizabeth Burkhart? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2159? Does anyone on the commission have any questions?
No, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office tomorrow, or you may wish to remain with us for a minute.
Mr. Chair, can I go ahead and make a motion on this?
I think it would be appropriate that we make the express lane available to this applicant.
Since Ms.
Carlson, the fact that she's only here because of us, again, so.
So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU number 2159 for Elizabeth Ann Burkhart for professional office based upon the records made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use is similar in character to many other offices in this area of Savannah Road. It is in character with the long history of development of medical and professional office space along Savannah Road. Two, the uses of professional office in this location will benefit the health, safety, and welfare of present and future residents of Sussex County by providing such a use in a convenient location among other professional and medical offices along Savannah Road. Three, the applicant intends to utilize the existing structure on the property. This is consistent with other business and professional uses along Savannah Road. where the use with the conditions and limitations placed upon it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Five, the use is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. This use is appropriate in that area according to the plan. Six, this recommendation is made is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to professional offices. B, as stated by the applicant, the use shall occur within the existing structure maintaining its residential appearance from Savannah Road. C, the hours of operation will be between 8 and 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Additional hours shall be by emergency appointment only. D, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning entrance traffic and roadway improvements. F, all exterior lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, all parking shall be located in the rear of the property behind the office. H, one unlighted sign shall be permitted on the property. The sign shall be no larger than 32 square feet per side. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Did I forget anything?
Okay. Thank you.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2159, Elizabeth Burkhart, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then.
Thank you all.
Thank you. That completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business. Events needs that. Okay. Our first item of other business is subdivision 2017-13 Lovett's Reserve final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision plan for a major cluster subdivision of 31 single family lots on 14.27 acres with private roads and open space. The property is located on the west side of Camp Arrowhead Road, that's Sussex County Route 279 at Waterview Road, and that's 279A. Preliminary subdivision plan approval was granted by the Commission at its meeting of January 11th of this year. The final subdivision plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 12, Parcel 18.01. Thank you.
So I can just make a motion for final approval, right?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I move, Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2017-13 Lovett's Reserve, I move for final subdivision plan approval.
Second.
The moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2017-13 Lovett Reserve site plan, final site plan as a final. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC revised master plan.
This is a revised master plan for the Americana Bayside residential planned community. The revised master plan has been revised to show the increasing unit numbers associated with the Weedman property addition to the MRRPC. The master plan shows that the total number of units within Americana Bayside would not exceed the 1,700 units permitted. The parcel is zoned MRRPC and the tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 39.00. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the revised master plan for Americana Bayside MRRPC.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Americana Bayside MRRPC revised master site plan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. The motion carries 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is Americana Bayside MRRPC Weedman property preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the provision of 116 lots as part of the Weedman property addition to the Americana Bayside medium density residential plan community, approved as part of CZ 1846 by County Council at its meeting of June 5th of this year. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval for the RPC. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. The tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 39. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I will abstain.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Americana Bayside RPC Weedman property.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the Americana Bayside MRRPC Weedman property preliminary site plan as a preliminary. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Motion carries 4-0 with Ms. Wingate abstaining. Our next item is APD. This is Agricultural Preservation District. To 2018-01, Eli Short Farm, LLC.
This is an application to consider an agricultural preservation district in an agricultural residential zoning district in Nanticoke 100 for three parcels of land totaling 280 acres, more or less, located on the south side of Old Sawmill Road for the purpose of a recommendation to the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation. Tax parcel is District 133, Map 8, Parcel 2, Parcel 2.01, and Parcel 3.
Just tell me what this really means.
So the before it becomes an ag district, they ask for a county recommendation or consideration. We used to actually hold a public hearing. That process was changed, as typically nobody really attended a public hearing for the ag preservation district. So
the statute doesn't require it. We just had done it for years. The hearing.
So the state is looking for the county to determine whether or not it is acceptable for that land to become part of an ag preservation district.
Now, does that mean it's preserved as an ag district forever, or does that mean it's it was just for a certain amount of time, or what is it?
It can go either to the 10-year program or into the permanent easement.
Okay, so we just say, yeah, one of those is great, do it, or don't do it.
Correct.
And then the state makes the determination, or they ask the state for one or the other.
Correct. Yes, the property owner is asking the state to go into a preservation district, either the 10-year or the permanent, and then the state's just asking the county for their recommendation.
It requires, yeah, there's three boards that look at it. It's the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation, County Planning and Zoning, and then there's a County Farmland Preservation Advisory Board. And to get into the ag district, you have to get two of those three approvals. So that's why they come for us to get one of them. So,
how do we find out if it's 10-year? When it's like a piece comes to us later, how do we know if it's 10-year or you know, when people come and say, what about that piece next to it?
That was my question.
How do we know if it's the permanent or more?
That I don't know.
I don't think in this case they've identified whether or not that's going to be between the property owner and the state as to which process they want to choose. But in this instance, they are at least wanting to put to preserve the land for at least a minimum of 10 years.
And then later on, I'm just how do we, you know, like we looked at a map. And because we've had before people say, oh, well, that land's in ag land preservation. And then we go, or somebody say, oh, well, that's only 10 years. That's not a.
The state actually maps it. And we actually have it on the online map, the county's online map. And it's two different colors. One is the permanent, where the development rights have been purchased by the state. And the other is the 10-year program.
Okay.
So there is a difference, and they do map them distinctly so you can actually see which ones are in the district or the easement.
Okay, so that's the name.
They do actually have two different names.
One's called a district and one's called an easement. The
yes.
Easement's the 10-year and the district is forever, right? Or am I getting it backwards?
I always get it backwards, so I'm not going to say yes or no. Because I always get it backwards.
I would guess that the easement is forever because easements are generally forever.
Okay.
So are diamonds.
So are diamonds.
She's full of it.
Yes, she is.
She's on it tonight. She's on tonight, let me tell you.
I'm tired.
The
map we're talking about, right?
The Eli Shore. Yeah. Yes.
But I mean, with the colors?
Yeah.
Yes. There's a difference on the colors there.
Yes.
Okay.
The map does show the different colors and.
Kind of cool.
But it's still
okay. No, not this one because this one hasn't gone
right,
yet.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I think we all make Kim make the motion myself.
Yeah, that's
She's
fine.
She's done more diligence.
That's fine. No, I appreciate. I just this is the first time I've seen one of these, and I just wanted to make sure I knew what I was.
It's been a while.
I thought being the newbie, I was the only one that didn't know those answers.
And apparently, at my age, I'm just not afraid to look stupid, so that's fine.
No, it's rare to see these. We don't get that many, and tonight we have two.
We used to see them more regularly. It's also whether there's funding or not.
I had to ask about the motion.
We saw them so often that we quit having a public hearing.
Yeah,
right. Because it was bogging the process down.
Wow.
Yeah, I would think.
So then, okay. So I'll make a motion, unless you already have one written down that you understand what you're doing, Keller.
No.
Okay.
Just
no,
a simple
go
one-line motion.
That I make a motion that we approve the
Ag Preservation District for that property.
The Ag Preservation District for the APD 2018-01 Eli Short Farm, LLC.
Second.
Second.
It's Moved and seconded to approve Agricultural Preservation District 2018-01 Eli Short Farm LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Agricultural Preservation District 2018-2 Leroy and Alan Collins, trustee.
This is an application to consider an agricultural preservation district in an agricultural residential zoning district in Gumber 100 for one parcel of land totaling 231 acres, more or less, located on the north side of Daisy Road for the purpose of a recommendation to the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation. Tax parcel is District 333, Map 12, Parcel 3.01.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we approve the application to consider an agricultural preservation district for the ADP 2018-02 Leroy and Alan Collins, trustee.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Agricultural Preservation District 2018-02 Leroy and Alan Collins, trustee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Engle, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
This is a request for the subdivision of three lots, each measuring 2 acres plus or minus off an existing 50-foot easement over an existing driveway located off of Lot 10 Lane. The parcels will be accessed from a shared easement agreement between tax parcel 234-18.00-55.00 and 51.20. This parcel is zoned AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Tax parcel is District 234, Map 18, Parcel 51.02. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the minor subdivision 50-foot easement for the Lands of Engle with a final approved by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of Engle with the subject to the office receiving all their approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is subdivision 2007-31 South Point Crossing, request to revise condition of approval.
This is a request to remove condition D associated with a 28-lot cluster subdivision located at, on a 28-acre parcel located north of Sussex County Route 485A and east of US Route 13. The Commission granted preliminary approval for 28 lots at its meeting of June 11th of 2009 with 10 conditions, and on January 12th of 2012, the Commission agreed to delete a condition requiring an asphalt walking path throughout the community. Final subdivision plan approval was granted on October 24th. 4th of 2013. It is now proposed to delete condition D, which states that all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements and an area for a school bus stop shall be established and that the location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. The applicant has contacted Seaford School District and concerns have been raised by the school district as to whether a bus stop would be utilised and whether such a structure would attract rough sleeping activities and other nuisance related activities. As such, the applicant has requested that condition D be deleted. The tax parcel ID is District 132, Map 6, Parcel 230.00, and the zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential.
We're going to note that they probably don't want to delete all of D. It's the last half of D regarding the school bus stop, because I'm going to guess the commission still going to want the entrance to comply with DLDOT standards.
I think whether we say it or not, we should keep it in there.
So it's a request to amend D.
Technically, I think they're asking to have the second half of D removed, and I would imagine that the subdivider would concur with that. So, okay.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the request to remove part of the condition D for the bus stop only.
So that condition D now states all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, period.
Period.
Period. Okay. For 2017-31 South Point Crossing.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the request to revise conditional of approval for subdivision 2007-31 South Point Crossing as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, that completes our agenda. Referring back to our public hearings this evening, our first public hearing was subdivision 2018-20. Tanager Woods.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we defer action on 2018-20 Tanager Woods for further consideration.
On that too, just before you go further, I do want to check with Mr. Hicken, who works at our county airport, just to make sure there's not.
That's right. I'm sorry. 115-179, the height requirements at an airstrip, that you can't put anything at the end of an airstrip.
I want to look into that just to see. I mean, I think there may be some site design issues that come up with that.
I think so. Yeah. Yes. Agreed.
So we can hold the, well, it's staff information. We can provide that to you without.
I had a thought about that, about whether it's a FAA designated.
Well, that's the other thing. And I don't know if it shows up on, you know, any charts or anything. So, you know, and
if it is, the code has very strong.
Oh, I know. There's all sorts of easements and things on there. Yeah, that come into play.
So there's no, is there any way that we're going to make this poor guy with the airstrips life miserable by this? Because I really don't want that to, you know, he's been doing this since the 50s. Since
yeah.
So.
No, it's more making sure that the subdivision doesn't somehow impact
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I think it definitely bears investigating, because if that airstrip is regulated at all, there could be substantial limitations on what could go on within the, it's not called the fly zone, but it's called
the approach.
The
approach zone.
The
approach zone, which might include some of those areas that they're planning to develop. So that's deferral is very wise here at this juncture.
For nothing else, than for that. But I know that
in front of those houses is going to look a lot more attractive than the woods.
No, that's enough, because the woods are right down the side.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
that could be a plus, though.
Try to get in there for
some the airstrip.
And the wording in the homeowner's thing is going to be.
We have that. We've done that before.
We've done that, but
so, okay.
Because
I know, based on houses that have been built at the end of airstrips in Kent County, you know, and then, of course, the people in the house are going, there's a plane flying into my house.
Yeah.
You know.
So. We'll look into it, just because that may affect the site design, so we'll let you know, so defer for that.
Okay. So I make that motion.
Okay.
I second it.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-20, Tanager Woods. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was, next public hearing was subdivision 2018-21, Carriage Springs.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we defer this issue for further consideration.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-21, Carriage Springs. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2018-22, Citation Meadows.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion we defer action on 2018-22, Citation Meadows. Further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-22, Citation Meadows. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Does anyone have anything for the good of the order? Nothing else to say? If that be the case, we stay.